Okay, our next public hearing is ordinance amendment to increase the density in AR1 districts. Mr. Lang?
This is actually an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 22 of the Code of Sussex County, allowing for an increase.
Hold on a minute. Look, people, we still have an agenda, okay? I need for you to leave quickly and quietly, and you can talk all you want to out in the lobby or out on the sidewalk, but don't do it here. Go on, sir.
This is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 22 of the Code of Sussex County, allowing for an increase of density for multifamily dwelling structures and or townhouses and or townhomes in AR1 districts within comprehensive plan growth areas, providing for specific circumstances, fees, and or conditions for obtaining such an increase in density, and providing an incentive for the acquisition and preservation of open space and or active and or passive recreation areas. Do all of you have copies of this ordinance?
Yes.
I think we do. And I think everyone probably received a note from Councilman Phillips.
Yeah, for the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of correspondence that we received on this ordinance. There is a letter from Mabel Granke in reference to the ordinance with comments. We have a letter from R.K. and Ann Reese from Harbison with comments. We have a letter from Sussex Housing Group signed by Gina Mizerandino, but I really butchered that one, and in making comments, and a letter from Dyer McCray Properties LLC with comments. They are part of the record, and the commissioners now have copies. Did I pass down enough? I just grabbed some. Everybody got one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then we have a copy for the record of a letter to the Planning and Zoning Commission from Vance Phillips, County Councilman, making reference to his thoughts on the ordinance, since he was one of the originators of the draft of the ordinance. In synopsis of this ordinance, this amendment prohibits multifamily dwelling units and or townhouse and or townhome units in AR1 districts outside of the comprehensive plan growth area, and allows the county to consider approving said units with a density bonus as a conditional use. The density bonus and fee structure will be determined by reference to the bonus density fee set forth in Ordinance Number 1842 for cluster subdivisions, with the exception that a fee must be paid for every multifamily unit and or townhouse and or townhome unit in excess of 2 units per gross acre, and b, there must be at least 40% open space provided in each application filed under this amendment. It also allows the county to consider to allow such an application to be processed and considered on an expedited basis. That's the synopsis.
All right, sir.
Well, gentlemen, actually, we need to take public testimony.
Exactly right.
And unless you gentlemen would like to discuss this first, I'll move on and see what the public has to say, if there's anyone with an interest.
Public.
Okay.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of the ordinance amendment to increase density in the AR1 district? Okay, Mr. Ford, come up and talk to us. But you have to say who you are. I'm not allowed to.
Tom Ford.
Thank you.
From Ocean View area. I am in favor of the initial ordinance on this particular concept of the density trade. I think it puts forth a solid method for enhancing livable Delaware and the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan objectives of steering growth toward development areas and where infrastructure exists or is imminent. I'm in favor of this amended ordinance, whereas it doesn't limit or discriminate against the kind of housing that may be applied for in the density trade. Approval of the amended ordinance will eliminate the current practice of seeking a zoning change to areas in development zones that are suited for such a change due to the dynamic development patterns and growth in those areas, which has been the practice that has been in front of this commission, that we would come in and ask for an MR zoning change, seeking if we had sewer, water, and the proper infrastructure. In this particular amended ordinance, the difference is that this amendment ensures more benefit and protection to the community at large. And I'll list that as A, it adds additional requirements for open space on the site being developed. It's an efficient use of existing or proposed sewer capacity that's designed to accommodate 4 units to the acre. And 3, it provides significant source of funds for the county to buy, maintain, and protect additional open space off-site. So we don't only get additional on-site open space, we get additional off-site open space by the funds it generates, and it's a good efficient use of our sewer system. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am.
Gentlemen, my name is Wendy Baker, Bethany Beach, Delaware. I'll try to keep this brief. I know it's getting very late.
Floor is yours, ma'am.
What will it take to solve the world's environmental problems and preserve the diversity of life on Earth? That is a global question that needs to be answered, but if everyone were to take the time to look for ways to make improvements, no matter how subtle, in their own part of the world, we would slowly begin to solve the bigger problem. My name is Wendy Baker, and I'm here as President and CEO of the Sussex County Land Trust on behalf of our Board of Trustees, which includes Councilman Lynn Rogers as a director and Councilman Vance Phillips as a director. I'm here this evening to update the Planning and Zoning Commission of the Land Trust and our work since the last time I was here with regard to a similar ordinance on the cluster ordinance, which was approved. We have enjoyed a very busy time completing several land preservation and forest preservation projects in our county. In February, we partnered with the Nature Conservancy to preserve with a conservation easement, 149-acre property known as the Burton Tract, located on Hudson and Carpenter Roads. The owners of the property, the Goody family, used funds from our transaction to purchase 2 other properties of conservation concern in Oregon and Hawaii. This small but important transaction had pretty far-reaching conservation consequences. It further makes the point I spoke of in my opening remarks, the need to think globally by preserving locally. In March, we partnered with the county and the state to purchase 755 acres known as the Tunnel Tract, located in northeast of Redden State Forest and southwest of Milton. We participated using county-designated funding totaling $1.5 million. More recently, we once again participated in the Delaware Ag Preservation Foundation Round 12, realizing a 3-time leverage of our funds along with the county funds to preserve 2 farms in the Nanticoke watershed. Our work is not done. I have a copy of our brochure depicting our grand preservation loop. As our county continues its inevitable development, the realization of Sussex County's grand preservation loop will help to enhance and protect property values. It aims to connect the many large protected holdings already in place with a wildlife corridor no less than 1,000 feet.
Excuse me, Ms. Baker, it is 10 minutes of 11. You need to get to the part of your speech that addresses the ordinance at hand. We appreciate the good work that your group is doing and all that, but I don't wish to have this hearing used as a forum for you to promote the Sussex County Land Trust. Tell us what it is you like about this ordinance if you're in favor of it.
We believe this multifamily ordinance can further these initiatives. On June 8th, the board held a special meeting to discuss the ordinance before you this evening. I was asked at this time to appear to inform you of our support of its benefit to the open space preservation. Just like the similar cluster ordinance passed in January of 2006, whereby we are the recommending organization to the county for the pledged funds, we would also accept the same responsibility should you decide to pass this ordinance this evening. We believe that this ordinance does not increase density but provides an economic revenue stream to fund preservation projects to actually offset the impact of development. We have been told by the county that the current funding they provide, 10% of the budget surplus each fiscal year, will be slowly diminishing and could reach minimum proportions. We hope that should you pass this ordinance, it will give land planners working with developers the ability to design better communities and will not over-design the project in hopes of getting a portion of what their land plan shows. In closing, we believe for all that nature gives us, we need to do our part in giving something back. And this ordinance provides a means for those whose livelihood is dependent on the building and real estate industry in Sussex County to do just that. On behalf of our trustees, we thank you for considering this ordinance and the positive benefits towards open space preservation it can help achieve.
Well said. Thank you.
Can I have a copy of that?
If you could hand up a copy of that for Mr. Lang to put in the record, and we'll be good to go. And
I modified it per your request.
You can submit the whole
thing.
You can turn the whole thing in. I just didn't want you to read the whole thing.
Well, I was on the last sentence.
Well, I'm sorry. So you got to say it all anyway. It's late.
Thank you, Wendy.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Okay, would anyone like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Step right up. You've been waiting a long time, haven't you? Okay.
Feel bad.
My name is Bob McGurl. I live in Pine Water Farm. That's the Harbison Post. I think I'm losing my voice here and I haven't said anything yet. I'm speaking on behalf of the Pine Water Civic Association and as a member of the Citizens Coalition. I have a bumper sticker on my car that says, Sussex County, Delaware, we trade quality of life for real estate values. Developers and politicians are reaping their share also. Last Monday's News Journal had a front page spread.
I'm going to tell you the same thing. Get to the point of this ordinance.
Okay.
Tell me what you don't like about it since you're here to object to it. Okay. What don't you like about it?
The 98 families of the Pine Water Civic Association are concerned about the proposed change to AR1 zoning in the area east of Route 24. Most of this area is zoned AR1 and also carries the overlay designation as being environmentally sensitive. To further complicate this area, it has been designated as a growth area. Multifamily units in this area must be restricted to town centers environments. Single-family structures must be continued where they are the norm. Wetlands and buffers should be maintained in their natural state, allowing the developers to construct high-profit multifamily units within the AR1 designation will be an injustice to the families living here and will further complicate the waste disposal and traffic problems now existing. The guidelines of AR1 and AR2 is stated in the Sussex County Code, Chapter 115, Section 19, relating to purpose of AR1, states that these districts are intended for protection of watersheds, water resources, forest areas, and scenic values, and at the same time to provide for low-density, single-family residential development together with such churches, recreational facilities, and accessory uses as may be necessary or are normally compatible with residential surroundings. AR1, the purpose of AR1 is for single-family developments. It excludes multifamily developments specifically. It is obvious that the stated purpose of AR1 is to exclude multifamily housing, where town centers have been established in this area. With the required infrastructure in place, it is a simple matter to approve the necessary rezoning change to allow multifamily units. There's a procedure to do that. Recently, the cluster development ordinance was adopted for Sussex County. Since that time, over 90% of the larger developments approved have been cluster developments, not because more open space was provided, but because developers and realtors can make a larger profit. The land east of Route 24, designated as the environmentally sensitive developing area, is currently plagued with ground and surface water pollution, overcrowded roads, and too little, too late infrastructure. If we give in to the council majority and the greedy developers pushing for this ordinance, the environmentally sensitive area will see a proliferation of multifamily condos. Planning and zoning recommendations that these developments are out of place with the surrounding area will be overruled by council. That has happened repeatedly in the past with cluster developments. We need an ordinance that will provide the needed infrastructure to cope with the overcrowding of the environmentally sensitive overlay area, not an ordinance that will allow a density increase and a reduction of the quality of life of the residents in the area. Thank you.
Could I have a copy of that? Yes, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Chairman?
If Mr. Yes, Wheatley allows it.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Would you object to this ordinance if environmentally sensitive developing areas were struck and not allowed to have that type application?
I'd be much more in favor of it, yes. I'd have to give that consideration. But I think that's the main purpose of our objection.
That's what I picked up as your main objection.
That's the main purpose of our objection, yes.
But I would like a copy of your comments, please. Right here. Great. Other than that, otherwise, have to listen to the tape to keep up. Have to listen to a recording to keep up with you.
Tyler.
Thank you.
Next.
My name is Michael Tyler. I'm president of Citizens Coalition. And if I was sitting back there, I wish this guy would be sitting down, so I won't stand up here too long.
Promises, promises.
I think this is a very bad piece of legislation here, or ordinance. First of all, how does it define open space? What is open space? I really don't have a handle on how it's looking at what open space is. And when deciding something about open space, the density in the residence shouldn't be the most important thing. It's the open space that should be the most important concern. That's taken right out of Randall Aaron's book. This is an open space for the sake of open space, not for preserving open space. It's going to make realtors real happy. I think the cluster development ordinance would be better served if it was mandatory and smaller lots were permitted and there were only single-family dwellings. Then you would see a real true cluster development. I think there's a need for adequate facilities ordinance. You know, like, well, if you have all these people, how is the EMS, the police, the schools, the water supply, how are all these going to be served? Until you can have that, I just think this is wrong. My feeling is that with the comp plan revisions in process, in most cities, counties, whatever, when they would be in the revision process of a comp plan, there'd be a moratorium on stuff like this. Look, we're not going to hear any new ordinances until we find out what the comp plan's going to say, and then we'll take a look at how the ordinances are going to fulfill that. But this is the cart before the horse here. I think this is a preemptive vision that's myopic, and I think that you guys ought to just say, hey, not right now. Let's see what unfolds. Then we'll come back to this and see how we can make it work. I agree with Bob, you know, the environmentally sensitive district, but I also feel that we're not looking at, it's not density so much as it's what it's doing to the total environment. You know, like I said earlier, these towers that are cropping up are creating uglifying Sussex County. Well, these multifamily buildings improperly placed are also uglifying Sussex County.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wish to speak? Oh, my goodness.
That's what you get for putting me in the front row.
Well,
in the lieu of several items, Mr. Chairman, this evening.
You need to tell us who you are.
My apologies, sir. Brian Hall, Office of State Planning. And I will not claim to be from Dover, Delaware. I'll claim to be from Harrington. Very simply put, my apologies to this commission, and to give you some very brief and simple background, this office was requested at the behest of Mr. Baker to provide comments on this ordinance, and those comments were provided to Mr. Baker on or about May 2nd of this past month, and I'm sorry that they were not here for you this evening to consider. But very simply, to just reiterate what Mr. Mm-hmm. Tyler said, we are at a very crucial time in what is our opinion, and we hope is the opinion of this body, that you are considering the updating of your comprehensive plan. This talks about defining growth and defining density, and currently right now you're confronted in many folks, not only myself and my office, but residents of this county, with the defining of what is your growth zones and where you want this type of aggressive, potentially aggressive growth to occur. Second, we also have a concern, as already has been mentioned, is what is the definition of open space? Too often we are feeling your pain as a commission in the definition of an open space and what is defined under the current cluster ordinance, and what does that mean to this commission, and what does it mean to the local jurisdictions. Too often we see what is wrapped up in a pretty picture, whether through the PLUS process or ultimately through your public hearings, and that does not come to fruition. We would at the very least expect that this ordinance would bring about a better defined opportunity of what that is, as well as a better product and a consistent product across the board for all development projects. Lastly, our concern is the distribution of fees. We've seen several different versions that talk about fee and fee allocation, and given that the growth zones are currently in question through the comprehensive planning process, it is our concern that although open space is a key and important issue, we are also confronted with, not only as a state but in many local jurisdictions, the impact to given infrastructure and given services that they may be required to provide. Not just speaking of sewer and water, but speaking of EMS, schools, and any other activities that these proposed developments may impose onto the local jurisdictions. So at the very least, we would encourage, as this moves through the process, that this body and the council consider fair and equitable distribution of the fees that focuses on all aspects of public services as well as open space. With that being said, thank you, gentlemen. If you have not received a copy of the letter that this office did provide to Mr. Baker, I'll be happy to do so and provide that to Mr. Lank first thing tomorrow morning.
I would ask you to do that.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Did you have a copy of that, Mr. Lank, already? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, if you could make
sure. If you would get that to Lawrence and he can distribute it to us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Okay, anyone else like to speak? Yes, sir. Step right up.
Wayne Baker, 28410 Clayton Street, Dagsboro. Happen to be the mayor of Dagsboro. I'm concerned about the ordinance as it's written because it's vague in the definition of the growth area, and as far as the AR1, I don't think we should be selling our density for dollars. It doesn't define the open space, the buffering. There's a lot of things that are inconsistent with it. If the area is ecologically correct to put higher density in it, then we should do it and find other ways to generate revenue through building fees or impact fees. I think it's poorly written and needs more justification. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing and invite you to remain with us until Friday morning to see if we make a decision. Or you may just wish to call the office in the morning.